You think they'll be throwing shit on the stage, like bras and everything?
Is that all you think about? Just fucking bra, dude. Stop being horny.
Keiko, would you throw your bra up there?
Dude, you're not that.
I don't wear a bra.
He's gonna throw a sports bra.
I don't wear a bra.
What about your?
Hey, let's pose this and have Dough Records tickets to the show.
If Dough Records takes me to a show, I'll get a customized bra and put a Wust on it and throw it.
Oh, yeah.
But they have to take us. Yeah, Dough Records, if you take us to the show, I would customize a bra, put it on, like have it say a Wust Papa.
No, how about how
and
about
run up on stage?
No, how about you dress like a full-on woman to the concert?
If they let us in, if they let us in.
Dough Records, please make this.
Okay, first say yes, agree to it.
Okay, but no thongs.
No.
Okay, but no thongs. No makeup either. No makeup either.
We choose outfit. We choose outfit.
You have to wear a skirt? A crop top?
Yeah, crop top.
The bra.
What?
Nothing too revealing, though.
What?
If Dough Records lets us in,
I gotta choose outfit.
No, we choose outfit.
Okay, fuck it.
Pinky promise.
Pinky promise.
That's right. Pinky promise.
Hey, but Dough Records, you have to fucking.
All right, everyone who's watching this, go message Dough Records, Angel Leviad.
Tag him.
Message,
put his ad on
the
bottom.
Staff. Message their security too. The scary security.
Everybody.
What about that who throws me off stage?
Hey, the violent security.
Hey, and also the invite us, they got to stage.
All right, everyone, go tell him. I'm going to make a post about this shit. I'm going to clip this shit. Yeah. Everyone, go message Dough Records. I'm going to email the
Records.
I think it's
Brian,
possible. It's definitely possible.
Message Pedro. Dough Records.
The internet's powerful.
He's going to go to the Esla Bon Armado concert.
No makeup and no thong.
Oh my god.
Dressed as a girl.
No makeup, no thong.
Okay, we're going to put a wig on you though.
Yeah, I'll fucking wear a wig.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Agusto Papa podcast. This is episode number 23. We just got back from Hawaii, guys, so we're dark as fuck right now.
Parece pollo quemado, la verdad.
Yeah, we look so dark. My bag is sunburned. I forgot to put some on my bag. Hawaii was fun. Keiko fucked some Samoan dudes.
Yeah.
Damn.
You didn't want me to see that?
No. Oh. What is even Samoan
Wait,
dude?
It's not going to come out on the vlog?
Duet.
I thought it would.
Duet?
I look like a burnt Filipino, no cap.
Dude, I know. I got told that I look like a Filipino.
Oh, yeah. Someone asked you.
Yeah. Taking you for a Filipino.
You haven't taken this off, huh?
No.
Yeah, it's over. You got to take it off. Funny.
But yeah, guys, we got back from our trip. That shit was so fun. We went there for a whole week.
Yeah.
Dropped the Legado 7 episode at the hotel. It took a whole day, literally from 5 Sunday. In the morning since we from 5 in the morning,
bad.
And then it went up like at 11 something p.m.
Yep, it was honestly.
But I was scared. I didn't think it was gonna go. I was like, fuck, dude, I'm gonna have to make a post.
My video went down like 5 times.
Really?
Yeah, because it didn't. The Wi-Fi was.
Oh
down.
No, he disconnected your hard drive.
Bitch.
No, it was actually him.
I was fucking. I was already uploading it. I was like, what the fuck? I came back. My hard drive was disconnected. I was like, what the fuck happened to my shit?
Yeah.
So I didn't post for a week.
That was a fun ass trip.
It was honestly.
Little vacation from like all these episodes. 22 episodes. Damn.
Hey, we still managed to post even though we were over there.
I know.
And I made his ass stay home for a whole day.
He lost a whole day.
I lost one. For me, it was a 6-day vacation, but it was
all about him.
Yeah,
for your own mistake.
So I told Jason, I was like, hey,
my own mistake.
I told Jason, hey, I want to go to Hawaii, but I want to have a post for every single day. Like, we post Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, like every single day. I gave him a whole week to do it. He didn't do none of it. And I was pissed because he never does shit. I'm telling you, I do everything in this podcast.
It was like three or four good posts, and then I had to like tweak them up.
No, they were ass. Also, this episode too, I told him like, hey, get some shit down. And I came in, he's like, oh, I just have about the Hawaii trip. Like, dude, that shit's gonna be like
the intro. Because it wasn't. There's not.
So we're gonna have a talk with Jason.
What do you mean? There's so much going on. He's just too lazy to do. I dig in my research.
It literally got the same information.
No, he didn't.
Because there's not a lot.
There's a lot. You got that because I brought it up at the airport.
No, I had shit before.
No, you didn't. Okay, what's the shit that you had before that?
Well, here's funny.
I feel like that's what happens typically off the podcast too.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. You didn't get shit done. So.
Bitch.
Oh, but yeah, I keep talking about it like you missed the whole day because you said.
Oh, yeah, we went to the caves. We went to like a mermaid cave. We went hiking.
We went
did
to the
so
beach
much
that
shit.
He wanted to go to.
Yeah. And we made his ass team the whole day.
Hey, 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 but the next day we went to another beach and that shit was fire.
Oh, no, but the day before, without you, we went to a fire.
That one was funner, huh?
Yeah.
Nah.
It was way better.
You fucking hypocrite. You're like, hey, this was the best beach we went to.
Lanikai or whatever?
No, the other one with the... Where this fool got smashed into a cave.
But they forgot hip 3 different times in the same period of time.
Like, someone kicked me, like, right here. I got slapped by a fish, like, right here.
It wasn't a fish. It was Keiko's.
Keiko's long sausage.
I warmed you up.
Just kidding, that was pretty gay. I shouldn't have said that.
And then he got sandwiched by 2 rocks.
Oh, yeah.
You got sandwiched by 2
rocks. So basically, this is what I think happened. So, obviously, the waves come. It's either
the waves come.
The waves come, right? And then you either go under it or over it, but I don't know what the fuck this dude did. And the wave took him. Straight. So you let the wave hit you, and that's why you ended up on the fucking cave.
Yeah, threw me
cave.
Like on some rocks, and then it was like this, and like I went under.
Oh, we met a fan in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that was crazy. Hey, let's show him the tattoo. Oh, I mean, shit's fading, but.
You show him.
All right, I'm going to put up a picture, but we got tattoos. Supporting
Keiko. I tried scrubbing it off, but.
We have tattoos.
Show it off right now. What's up?
But.
He's scared. He don't want to show his chest.
Hey, we'll center those nipples out. Don't worry.
Wait, I don't want to get demonetized. It says Keiko's bisexual. I got one too, but I screwed my shit away. So I was in the middle of getting a tattoo, and then some guy goes up to me. Shout out to that fan.
At first, I thought he was just fucking with
you. Yeah, he was like, can I get a picture with you? And I had my camera, so I was like, oh, he's going to like try to fuck with me or something. And I just looked at him, and I was like, you know me? And he's like, yeah. I was like, from where? It's like the podcast. And then right away,
like, I wooshed him. He
was shaky. He was shaky, dude. He took a picture. He was like, give me a massage.
Yeah,
shout out to that fan. I was waiting for you to post a picture so I could repost it.
I know, me too.
Gekko was so excited to see him too.
Yeah. Hey, we actually met him again.
With you?
With me, because they were getting the tattoo. And then I met them up right there because it was really close. And then on the way back to the hotel, we're like, hey, that's the fan. Yeah. So we got a picture with all of us.
But he's going to post the one with me and Diego.
Well, hopefully he posts the one.
If you're watching this, post it. Or send
it. We want to see it.
Post it. We want
to see it. I want to put it in my vlog. I mean, I got it in my vlog too, but.
We want to reshare it.
Oh, yeah.
It was badass though. Like,
I know. Hawaii.
That's what I'm seeing. I looked at him like. I felt like I was a little rude. Like
who the fuck are you?
Right, so that's my ass.
No, like. It's because like. It's unexpected. Like, what the fuck?
So that's my question to you guys. How does it feel when. Like that, like people recognize you. Like you guys aren't used to that. Like it's something new. Like
I mean, if
what
it was
goes through guys' head.
Well, I mean, it's really cool to be honest.
It's cool, but at the same time, like
especially Hawaii, fuck, like, dude. Like you're in Hawaii,
yeah, far away.
That's what I'm saying. I found it weird. Like I was about to knock him up.
I
looked at him weird.
You look, he felt threatened, huh?
Like, yeah, because you know how there's like shit where you're vlogging, so they'll just try to fuck with you.
And a lot of people were just staring at us too. Like,
yeah, I don't know what it was when we were getting the tattoos.
No, everyone was staring because the tattoo said Gecko's bisexual.
And every time they're staring, he'll point at me like, yeah, it's him. He's a bisexual. Like, dude, like it's not even that serious. Like, what the fuck?
We were also offering free tattoos to everyone in Hawaii who would get Gecko's bisexual. There was a kid that came, but then his dad said no. Yeah,
it's because people are really supportive that you know you decided to come out that day. So
he
didn't
come
out trip.
Yeah. Well, that's what we basically celebrated is coming out.
That's why we went to Hawaii because he came out.
Dude, that's why we got tattoos. It's so serious. We got tattoos.
Yeah.
Gecko's like, no. Wait, don't you say? Oh, never mind.
You can't switch back though.
I said it in my vlog too. Like, if you're a fan and you support Gecko, like, thank you guys because I know it's kind of.
Because I think they're starting a movement, right? Hashtag Gecko sis.
Oh, sister.
No.
Sister Gecko.
No, it's not.
But guys, it feels good to be back. We don't have a guest today. We do have guests. We have a lot, huh?
Guests.
I think we have like
I can't even say
5
it.
Coming up. Guests.
Guests.
Can you say Gecko, get off your laptop. There's nothing on
guests.
It.
Guests. No, I got an email.
Guests.
From the 2 Samoan dudes from Hawaii?
Mm-hmm.
Guests.
He's like, where's child support?
So should we say who?
No. I think we should meet.
There are artists that are, you know,
artists,
taking out music right now. Someone.
A YouTuber.
Mm-hmm.
And then
a real estate agent.
Shout out to Alberto Ramirez.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just
the station with the best. In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other. I think the not you, trick ass.
Subverted Radio Show. Anywhere you get your podcast.
He's right here.
If you guys want to get a house, hit up Alberto. He lives on.
But guys, we got a lot of stuff that we're going to be talking about. Not a lot of stuff because I was the only one that planned this shit. Jason didn't even give me shit. But what do you got, Jason?
I'll give you a few context.
Hold you know what's coming up? The Eslabón Armado.
Oh, yeah. Concert. Their concert.
Without Brain.
Yo, because why?
Because he was using his hand too much at night. That's what you said, no?
I think so.
Wait, I think so.
I think he was his right hand, no?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, no, my bad. It was his left hand.
That was a lefty?
Why are you so excited?
What about it?
You didn't get a joke or what?
I know.
Dante, why the fuck would you... Why the fuck you just leave me in silence?
So, according to Gecko, he was... What was he doing, Gecko? That made his, like...
He was home alone
in one day, and then, like...
Hey, one thing led to another.
And then he fell off his bed trying to get a napkin.
Look at that. It was 11.
He still has a blanket. You know he ain't get a finish.
Bro, all right. Let's tell the real story now. Let's tell the real story now.
Way out of context right there.
Brian from Eslabón Armado fell off.
His moped.
His moped. Now we're not in Hawaii. I'm Pan
Am 2021.
Let's pretend it's not lagging.
You're playing the wrong one.
Wait, is the Can-Am okay?
Oh, the Can-Am is...
Wait, was he the only one in the car?
I don't know, but...
Was he the only one in the room?
Mm-hmm. Maybe was he playing Star Wars
with someone? With Pedro?
With you.
But anyway, guys, he got injured. His left hand is fucking...
Done.
He's done.
For 6 weeks. Six weeks.
The Microsoft presentation is when?
Next week.
So they're going
to... Let's try to go.
Wait, and that was his first big show, no?
Well, I mean, it's not his first big show, but it's the Microsoft. That's why. Like,
yeah, first Microsoft.
That's crazy. Missing the Microsoft?
Like, yeah, hell yeah. I'd be pissed.
They've been announcing it since like March.
I would just retire.
Why would you retire? Tell us why you would retire.
Wait, why would you retire when you're going to recover in 6 weeks?
6 weeks, food, that's so much time.
So what would he do after?
Imagine preparing for this special day just so you could fucking break your hand, slacking off.
What did you do when you hurt your hand?
I never hurt my hand.
Did you retire?
No.
He went to work the next day.
Gabe got in the biggest car accident and he went to work the next day when he could have got like paid time off.
Because if I go in, I'm going to get paid $1 more.
That's a true story.
It is a true story, wait.
I'll pay by four insurance.
Hey, but they're going to have to replace him. But I
That's
going like,
to suck because Brian adds that little extra taste. Like, obviously,
I'm pretty sure she would still be on stage.
Dude,
no?
I'll watch his like live.
He's going to be on
He's
the
He's probably
going to
be the one with the fucking... Eslabón Armado.
Nah, I don't know how they're going to do it, but obviously he has to be there.
Damn.
I feel like it won't sound the same.
It's
crazy, dude. Like, I watch his live videos and he adds that fucking extra flavor, dude.
Hell yeah. It's not going to be the same, but... Fuck it, they have to put... A lot of people bought tickets already.
Unless they postpone it.
They won't.
Is it sold out, the show?
No. Right, you said it wasn't? Alberto Ramirez said it's not.
Then that sucks.
Did the one for Marcame Peso sell out?
I don't know, but... It looked pretty packed on like stories and shit.
The only one that sold out was Grupo Firme.
But that wasn't even...
Staples Center.
So they're on some other level.
How many seats does Microsoft Theater have, Kegel?
120,000? Mm-hmm. No. No, they had 25,000.
No.
That's one thing about Gecko. Like, you can ask him any question and he'll have an answer. Like, it's not going to be close, but he has an answer.
It was. We went over it last podcast. And
dude, two podcasts ago, he said, like, some false-ass information. Go watch that podcast. Like, and that's why I always still get
misunderstood.
The information the
video.
What do you mean? You watched?
How do you miss?
You were the one that said.
I got two names confused.
Who?
The manager, the manager, and the guy that left. I flipped their names.
The manager and Edwin.
No, the guy Edwin was talking about.
The guy.
He still has him confused.
The guy. What's his name?
Everybody was calling you out. Wait.
Everybody was going. Gecko is not a reliable source, guys. Just letting you guys
know. I am.
Hey, but he'll say it with confidence, even though he's wrong. Yeah, he'll say it with
confidence. That's the thing I don't like about him. He says it with confidence.
he'll be like, oh, really?
Like, damn, where did this fool get this information?
He'll be like, the thing he was telling you on the plane, like, he said it with so much confidence.
What?
About, it's like, you know when, like, when you take off the plane, because we're on our way to Hawaii, we're on the plane, it's like you pass the speed of light when, like, take off.
No,
like,
he said the speed of sound. When the plane took off, he was like, it's going to be my vlog. He was, what did he say? He was like, we just passed the barrier. We just passed the barrier.
I just said we broke the barrier speed of sound.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, what the fuck are you, the Flash?
I was trying to scare you and shit. He was fucking like this.
How do you scare someone with those facts, fool?
Where do you get those facts from?
Because Diego's scared of heights.
You're scaring me, like, you.
No.
Where do you get your facts? Like, I just want to know. Where do you get your facts?
Wix.
No, how do you say Wikipedia. All that stuff? With confidence and be wrong.
Because you got to be confident. You're not going to get into an argument.
At least be right.
I'd
rather not be confident and be right.
One out of seven times.
20 times.
Yeah, but I'm still right.
Hey, but not only is fucking...
Hey, look, Brian, when he got caught in his room.
Damn. Got caught.
He had a call for backup.
That's just like... You can make a duck with the shadow.
He's gonna fucking, you know, the puppets.
Puppet show at the Microsoft Theater.
Hey, it reminds
me. He does a solo show. It's just a puppet.
Hey, shout out to Brian. He follows me. I don't know how to react.
Oh, he's gonna have to react to what Gecko said.
Oh.
Hey, Brian, if you're watching this, invite us to your show, please.
Yeah.
I wanna go.
Hell yeah.
Wait, it's the 27th.
Hey, you can be their bass player. What the fuck?
Nah. Yeah. I'm scared to fuck it up. Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, what have they told you? Hey, like, and.
I'd do it.
You do it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, who wouldn't?
But you think you would have the confidence?
No. But I do
it. Because you have skill.
I'll play the bass.
You have skill.
I mean, I'll at least know the basics, like how the song goes. Like, even if I don't have like his adornos and all that shit, but like.
You'd be able to do it.
Yeah, like even if it's just like. Dunk, dunk,
nah, nah, nah. You can't.
Nah,
do
Diego
that.
Doesn't do that. He never plays a song the basic way it is. No, he always has to do his little.
The sauce. Every bass player has.
Yeah, but nothing compared to Brian. Nothing compared. Brian's like some other level and shit.
Yeah, his style's like jazz. Like jazz and like
his bass is like 10K.
Oh, I know, I saw it. You showed it to me.
The wood one, no?
Crazy.
Both of them.
Oh, yeah, two.
Pretty sure they're both like 10K and up.
Fuck.
Man, that shit like bought like two cars.
It weighs like a feather or what?
It plays by itself.
It tunes by itself.
Well, if it plays by itself, he would be able to do that.
You think they'll be throwing shit on the stage, like bras and other things?
Is that all you think about? Just fucking bra, dude. Stop being horny.
Hey, Keiko, would you throw your bra up there?
Dude, you're not that.
I don't wear a bra.
He's gonna throw a sports bra.
I don't wear a bra.
What about your?
Hey, let's pose this and have Dell Records tickets to the show.
If Dell Records takes me to the show, I'll get a customized bra and put a ghost on it and throw it. But they have to take us. Dell Records, if you take us to the show, I would customize a bra, put it on, like have it say a ghost, papa.
No, how about
run up on stage.
How about you dress like a full-on woman to the concert?
If they let us in.
Dell Records, please make this.
Okay, first say yes. Agree to it.
Okay, but no thongs.
No.
Okay, but no thongs. No makeup either. No makeup either.
We choose outfit.
You have to wear a skirt? A crop top?
Yeah, crop top.
The bro.
What?
Nothing too revealing, though.
What?
If Dell Records lets us in.
I got to choose the outfit.
No, we choose the outfit.
Okay, fuck
it. Pinky promise. She got it.
Pinky promise.
That's right. Pinky promise.
Hey, but Dell Records, you have to fucking.
All right, everyone who's watching this, go message Dell Records, Angel Leviad.
Tag him. Put his aunt on the
Eslabon staff. Message their security too. The scary security.
Everybody. What about that fool throws me off stage?
Hey, the violent security.
Hey, and also they gotta throw him off stage.
All right, everyone, go tell him. I'm gonna make a post about this shit. I'm gonna clip this shit. Yeah. Everyone, go message Dell Records. I'm gonna email the.
I think it's possible. It's definitely possible.
Message Pedro. Dell Records.
The internet's powerful.
He's gonna go to the Eslabon Armado concert.
No makeup and no thong.
Oh my god.
Dressed as a girl.
No makeup, no thong.
Okay, we're gonna put a wig on you though.
Yeah, I'll wear a wig.
Imagine a wig on his beard.
No.
Do I have to shave?
He's gonna look at himself in the mirror and be like, damn.
Well, not baddie.
No, you're not that bad.
I'll make Pedro fall in love with me for what?
He's gonna look at himself in the mirror and be like, damn, you seem pretty cool. We should hang out sometime. If you know, you know.
damn bitch.
Hey, I feel like it happened.
It could happen.
Could we make
it happen? If it happens, it happens. If
we're going to make it happen. I want to make sure. I'm going to email the same email that messaged me about the merch.
The PR.
No, we're going to go to Dell Records store.
Oh, yeah, and Bellflower.
Yeah, we
we're going to do make everything possible. I'm going to clip this shit and post it tomorrow.
Hey. Fool, we're going to have this shit like on fucking a billboard.
Hey,
do what you got to do, fool.
Dude, I'll die.
I already said I'm down. I'm down.
Right, just to make sure, if Dell Records lets us in,
they got to give us VIP, backstage, everything.
Nah, you didn't ask about that.
Getting in is already enough.
Getting us in.
Let me make it clear. If Dell Records gets us in for free, Gecko's going to go to the concert as a girl.
Yeah.
Easy.
He already pinky
promised. Now I'm actually going to try.
But no thong and no way. I mean, no makeup. No wearing
makeup. You got to wear at least a little like.
No.
Hey, a little bit of highlight with some contour or whatever the fuck you call it.
Nah, because I'm going to be sweating.
Oh, fool, you sweat regardless.
No.
Remember at Hawaii you had a titty sweat?
Titty sweat?
Oh, yeah.
It's under sweat. Under
no, it's sweat. Called titty sweat.
You have titty sweat.
No.
Or the milk. All right, deal.
All right, after the podcast, we're going to clip this.
Yeah.
And we're going to make those posts. And I'm going to have make people sure
everyone
share
messages Dell Records and tags everyone. Even the dad, the mom, the little sister too. Everyone.
I'm going to report
this. Please, I want to see this happen like so bad.
And the security.
I'm going to report
and their staff.
I'm going to report it.
Brian, Pedro, his mom, his dad, the security, the staff.
The new Harmonia.
Everyone.
Their dogs.
Their new
bass
player.
The RV that fucking Brian flipped.
The RV? You mean the Can-Am?
Oh, RV, what?
I mean, at least he called it moped. Or
I didn't... RV, oh, yeah, he called it moped.
At least he called it moped or RV, what?
But please make
dude,
it happen.
I'm begging
I
you guys.
So bad. Like, I'm begging you. If this happens, I'm going to give some paperweight too. Please.
Nah, ooh. They called you out on your last one.
If I drop the song.
Video. Please.
You're not
going to
drop your song.
You said if it happens, I'll drop the song. Please, everyone watching this, please.
I'm begging you.
I'm gonna post a clip please. On Instagram. Everyone.
Hey, we should start a hashtag.
Hey, it's not gonna happen.
Wait, what should it be though? Hashtag what?
It's not gonna happen.
Hashtag Gecko the womanizer.
Hashtag get sister Gecko on
sister
stage.
Gek-
on stage. Hey, but
sister get Gecko sister to the Microsoft Theater.
Yeah.
Not to it.
Dude,
no, if you guys are watching this, go check out our Instagram and repost that. Tag Pedro.
Please.
Send it to
the mom,
their
the
whole
sister,
team. The mom,
please,
sister,
everyone.
Dad, the tia, the padrino, the mesero, everyone.
Please, everyone. Tag the Microsoft, mesero. Tag everyone.
Yeah, even the Microsoft owners, the CEO of
Anadeviad,
Chile Madrid,
please.
Text their baby,
the
text
the fucking
everyone.
Council of Los Angeles.
Text them, please, okay.
And then we're going to go, if nothing happens,
hey,
by.
We'll go outside the Dell Record store, we'll get a sign, my sister Keiko inside. Like, we about this.
Dude,
we
should do that.
We should.
A boycott.
Dude, we're going like this.
Dude, we should get like a team. We should get a team and like start a
dude.
Boycott.
Dude, we make shirts. Like sign, we'll go outside.
Everyone from LA area, OC, IE, we're gonna do a boycott at the Dell Record store.
Gecko, you're fucked.
This Tuesday, tomorrow.
You're fucked. This is gonna happen. And we're gonna make you wear high heels too.
Hey, you didn't say no high
heels. Hey, you just said no makeup and thongs, fool.
I'm flat footed. I'm flat footed. I'm flat footed. It's gonna hurt my feet. It's gonna hurt my feet.
Damn.
Nah, no high heels. Just, I can't walk in high heels.
Middle, what do you call like the high heels that are not that high?
I don't know. Fool,
low heels?
Low heels. We'll make you wear low heels.
Nah, sandals.
Heelys.
Sandals. Sandals.
Hey, you said we dress you up.
Hey, but look on the bright side. You're going to be like,
dude,
five
you
heels.
Know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to make this fool go to a quinceañera dress.
No!
Hey, now you said we could choose. You said we could choose.
Please,
they wouldn't even let me in
make
a quinceañera
happen,
dress.
Make it happen.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
They would not let me in.
They have to respect you.
All right, fuck it, quinceañera dress.
Dude, it's gonna happen.
Hey,
so
if this happens, we'll like do like a poll on Instagram, be like this dress or this dress, and you guys.
Oh yeah,
you guys
yeah,
choose a dress. You guys choose a dress.
Could it be like yellow or pink?
Any color.
You've always wanted to wear a pink dress or what?
No, just.
You just came out. You
just
can't like go straight.
Just
want to
stand out.
You can't back out.
Came back from his coming out party like bald.
Nah, I don't. I don't back down. I'm down.
But I know you
dude,
don't.
Dude, I cannot believe.
Okay, that. And if it doesn't happen. You guys get a, I get a dress. You guys will for a girl
no,
for my
set.
Vlog.
That
for bet, my vlog.
The
I get
bet's
a,
already set, huh?
Pussy.
We don't have that shit.
Pussy.
You should have said that while before we pinky promise.
Yeah.
Hey, right? If it doesn't happen, they should dress up as a girl. Yeah. There you
we
go.
Should, like,
you didn't pinky promise on that.
Two against two. Enjoy your bystander. Two against two.
I bet I don't have to. I'm not in this bit.
Now we already did the bet.
Ah, pussy.
This shit's gonna happen. Watch. Yeah,
we can go outside of the store.
Hey, but I got time. I feel like
the records, if you guys don't do it, I'll sell my soul to you guys.
I don't know.
What?
They're like, yeah, I'll give you like $3 for that.
We'll give you $3 for that left tit.
No.
Damn.
We'll buy your left hand for
how,
Brian.
How confident are you guys?
I'm 100% confident this is going to happen because I know that you guys are going to tag this, repost this.
You think our fan base is actually dedicated enough to do this?
Yes.
I have confidence. I'm 100%.
They bought your merch. And that everyone. She was okay.
I am 100% sure it's going to get to Dell Records.
It's going
like,
to get to
the right
sure.
people because obviously we have contacts with them. But I am like 70% sure. No,
they
I'm
want
not,
to?
They're going to do it. They're going to do it.
I'm like 50% sure it's going to happen. But if enough of you guys like text them, like keep bothering them about them, like it's going to happen 100%. But it's up to you guys. You guys got to repost.
This thing is going
to
go viral.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
Please.
Let's see. I want to make this happen. Let's
so
see.
Bad,
I just see too much barking.
All right, guys, we're back from the break. I just want to give a quick announcement that my song, Ganas de Amar, will drop September 2nd. So,
finally, after 2 years.
After 2 years, the wait is finally over.
This is the longest.
I'm going to play a preview right now. Let's pretend it's playing.
All
right.
Dices que me quieres, pero tus acciones dicen otra cosa. Yo me quedo confundido. Haces que me...
Well,
Pakistan, wait, when does it drop?
September 2nd. Pakistan Pendiente, first single as a solo artist.
September 2nd, September 7th at the Microsoft Theater, no?
Hey, September 2nd.
So no one stream?
September 2nd, 2022.
You know he wanted to drop it on September 11th?
Wow. No, I didn't.
So hey,
no, I didn't.
It's getting hot, huh?
Yeah. Sheesh. Anyway, guys, just be ready for that. It's gonna be my first single, so you guys can check it out. Thank you.
Hey, cut. Polo dropped his second song. It did good too.
Yeah,
I already listened
yeah.
to it like 300 times.
Dude, it's fucking good.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people did doubt Polo, and they said they probably felt that like it was just a one hit wonder.
Nah, dude. I heard this song like I like this song better than the last one.
We heard the unreleased
like
shit.
You like Tan Solo and Moro better than. Maybe.
I think I do.
I do too. Yeah.
It's a easier verse to sing and it's more catchier too. Bitch.
What?
Bitch.
What?
It's catchier.
What did this man
say? It's catchier. It's catchier. Like, you guys heard it's catchier.
I don't know. I just like the what they're talking about more.
Yeah.
Well,
being
like
20 years old.
And I like Alo singing too in it. A little
I like the.
He's like, yeah. Senor.
I like the transitions between the Serreño and the banda.
Oh, yeah. Because it, like, the beginning... Well, I mean, Polo's is Polo style, and then it's, like, banda with Fitaldo and shit. And it's already at 2.2 million views in its first week.
Damn.
Oh. Not a lot of art is good, too, like...
Huh? Not a lot of artists experience that, like...
Like, for coming from a TikToker to a musician?
Yeah.
He has a lot of support.
It's his second song ever, too.
He showed us this album, and it's fucking good.
Oh, yeah. We listened to the whole... Well, actually, we listened to Tan Solo and Morro before it dropped.
Oh, yeah.
He showed it to us.
We listened... Yeah, everything.
Oh, dude, guys. I'm telling you guys, his next album... Oh, my God.
His next song.
I'm amazed.
There's no skips. No skips.
I'm amazed.
The Romantica sounded good, too.
That whole playlist... Romantica. That whole playlist, no one's going to skip through it. All the songs are too
If you haven't seen the video, go check that one out. Like, you can see he's really smart. He knows all his stuff, and... album is
it's fire, bro. It's fire. No
that it is. Did you think Polo was gonna okay before Polo showed us his previews?
Wait. What happened right here?
I saw.
What?
You were laughing, Angel.
Huh?
Why are you laughing, Angel?
Nah. If you know, you know.
He's saying you're doing the Gaga 3000 for him. Hey, come on this way.
You kiss him.
We literally have so much space.
I know, me too.
I know you're in my frame, my shot.
I want to be next.
That was always next to you. That was all upon your business.
No, business. We literally extended the podcast, and you still sit right next to me.
I want to be in the shot.
Yeah, there's like a lot of space over there, and he's like, "No, I want to be next to Diego."
Gaga 3000.
Do you think Polo will ever? Sorry.
Oh no, I go. You go.
No, you go.
Is it gonna be a good question?
I don't know. That's why I keep going.
All right, did you guys think Polo, before he showed us his album and his new music, did you guys think he was going to, like, hit again? Or nah?
Yeah.
I felt like, yeah, because his style, a lot of people liked it from the first song.
Yeah,
and but he has a lot of support.
I know he a lot of
he does like have a lot of support.
He does.
He has a lot of support.
His, the way he is and shit. What about you, Angel?
Damn, I just when I heard that first song, I was like, no, stop.
It's like when I heard the first song.
No, yeah, I thought he was gonna do good.
That egg, Keiko, taking away his confidence. Goggle three.
Nah. What about you? Like coming from a TikToker to just like hitting millions.
Food. Honestly, I knew he was gonna do good when he.
No, but let's just before that, before he showed us his music, because now we know
no,
that
no,
he's
no.
fucking fire as fuck.
No, I know. That's why I'm saying I knew he was gonna do good when he was playing with Nivel Codiciado.
Oh,
it was
the preview and shit.
Yeah, like I knew it was gonna do good because like the flow and the cadence of the song, like. It's what's like hitting right now. It's kind of fast,
dude,
and
like
rapid.
Damn, what's cadence?
Cadence is like, well, basically flow. Why you keep smiling, you fucking weirdo?
You didn't even know what.
Cause I didn't have to ask. Cause he asked for it. Golly, wait, what the fuck is that word?
Yeah. Giggles like canes.
He's like canes where?
He's like raising canes down.
Dude, did they tell you what this fool did? And what? When we got canes.
What?
Where?
He was in Hawaii. He was my filmer. He was holding my camera.
Oh, yeah.
And this was, yeah.
Oh,
like, so we were in line. No,
we,
I'm explaining it because
no,
you're going to change
the
words.
Change the whole, no.
Dude, me first. Me first.
I saw it live.
So I was straight into a whole ass conversation.
In Hawaii, right?
In Hawaii. He was holding my camera like, good. And Ricky was ordering. And Ricky stops. And right away, like, my turn, fool. Throws my camera to Jason and lines up, fool. Doesn't even let me finish speaking. We had no one in line. No one was behind us. It was just Jason was next, and then, or it was him, then Jason. Like, he had so much time. Jason could have still ordered, and he still could have ordered. But no, so look, like, right away,
hey,
fucking
hambre,
hunger.
So this is what happened. He thinks that just because he's recording, the world is going to stop for him. But
if you offer to be like my videographer, of course.
Yes, but he was talking nonsense for like 3 minutes. So then like the people in front of us like went, right?
Because Keiko does say a lot of dumb shit in his
vlog. And then it was the cashier just looking at us like. So I was
yeah,
like, oh,
Jason
could have
gone.
Order, so I went and I gave him the camera.
Nah, for you. I had
no, that was
that's just gonna go up
I mean,
on Monday.
The way that he explained it, it did happen like that. He just let go of the camera, like, oh shit, and then he
like fucking that quick.
And you know what's funny?
I was excited.
There was leftover canes when you guys
home.
It was his.
It was
he got mad.
Jason,
no?
It was half and half.
It was his and mine.
Like he got like 70% of it.
He got mad. He like
you ate it.
If you ate my food, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, I was like, damn. Half of it is Jason's, half of it is mine.
I was eating it in the kitchen, and he would come every 5 minutes. If you eat my half, I'm gonna fuck you.
Yeah. But I heard that shit. I heard that shit. Like, fucking Angel, this was fucking.
He's hangry.
Demolish that shit.
I was like, Jason's half, free game, but not mine.
I know he was gonna eat my shit.
You think Polo will ever perform at like Microsoft?
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time.
You think it'll be this year?
I hope so.
Because he just went to Pepe's office, no?
Yeah,
oh yeah, today.
Today. Yeah. Shout out, Pepe. Shout out, Pepe Garza.
Hey, but check
shout
it out
Pepe.
And go see what he's
shout
wearing.
Shout out, Pepe.
Wearing babe.
Hey. He's wearing your babe.
Yeah,
hey,
Dan, congrats.
West Coast babe plug.
Hooking it up.
This
two
is a paid promotion.
Today. Two interviews.
Paid promotion, right?
Paid promotion.
This video is brought to you by West Coast babe plug.
Now, Angel's always dripping us out.
Always.
Hell yeah.
Every trip.
And JD.
Every trip we go, huh?
WestCoastBayPlug.com.
On JD?
West Coast BigPlug.com, your website?
WestCoastBigPlug.com.
But order quick, because if JD orders it, he's going to take that shirt off of you and give it to him.
Sell out quick.
Number one customer.
Yep.
True story. Nah, just kidding, Angel. Yeah. But
there was a shirt I wanted. I was like, dude, Angel, I want it. He's like, all right, I sent him the money. And then I tried it on. I was like, damn, if it's good. JD texted him, I want it. Fucking ripped it off my body.
Nah.
Shit.
Well, I took it off nicely because I don't want to mess it up.
Nah, I feel like straight up arcade, like body slam Diego and shit. Like, take it off.
What were you saying about Polo again? You said some other shit about Polo?
Some dumb
shit about Polo.
Something dumb.
I forgot.
Some pointless.
No, but the shit I like
that
too.
I won't put in.
Nah, the shit I like too is when you're like, oh, tell me where and I could freestyle to it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Damn. Yeah, Polo could freestyle. I didn't know he could do all that shit.
Not
it's
even,
crazy
because
he signed to God King Records as a promoter. Like
a
TikTok
just
promoter,
a promoter
just to promote music. And then like him and Widow took out a song.
Wait, him and Widow took out a song?
Well, Weta took a song first, Viendo Constante. Yeah, like they each took a song out. And then Polo, and then Polo got like the musician contract.
Yeah. How do you think that happened? Like out of a blue moon, it just like all the heard him singing a song. Or?
No,
he think they were at the hotel room and he was singing in the shower, like.
You think since Weta took out a song? What? Yeah, he was in the shower and I was like, wait, what?
Wait, he can
see. Like, wait, what? Ray, see your yard? Like, Ray, do you hear that?
Wait, play that again?
You're fucking weird, Ray.
Dude, he's just the dumbest shit ever. Like, did they heard him singing in the hotel?
Dude, you guys hate on me for, like, messing with him, but look at the stuff he said.
No, no. Hey, let's talk about that.
All so right. You think that Polo was in the shower singing and then out of nowhere?
Like, humming or what?
I look like,
he was in the shower like that.
Wait, is he on fa? He's on do menor.
Look at him singing.
Yeah, they probably slipped on the contract on there.
While you're showering?
He's like, he just signed it not to get it to
No, but he said, I don't know if you, well, clearly you weren't paying attention. But he said how, like, how he got into the music.
Wait,
oh, yeah, you weren't there. You left.
I know, I had it.
He's basically said, like, he started to do music because of, quote-unquote, necesidad. I don't know if you guys meaning, like, he needed...
The money?
He needed the money. Funds. He needed the funds. And obviously, that's during the time that they were traveling with the Tacuaches Mayores, he was already writing
that song. Oh, you know what else I heard? I mean, it was out. But you know how, like, Weta, I mean, Aldo said that he gave Weta, like, another
chance?
Another money in advance?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how, like, Weta's in debt with, like, God King Records?
Yeah.
Technically? And you know how, like, Weta had to go back to do construction to obviously pay?
Yeah.
I think, like, Galvancio, like, threw shade at Weta. You saw?
No, I didn't, honestly.
Because he made a TikTok watch. I saved this shit because I felt like we were going to talk about it. Look.
Fuck it.
What's wrong with... Oh, here, wait. Oh. Let me do something.
Okay. Oh, when he's talking about, like, he went back to construction because TikTok...
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear. I'm going to put
turn
on
off your Wi-Fi from your computer.
Oh, let me turn mine off.
But we're on
Wi-Fi. No, it's just the audio. My bad. It's because the audio is, like, under the TV.
Right,
like,
that's because I don't want to fuck with the audio.
It plays good. See?
All right, let's react to it there.
All right, let's just...
Yeah, I mean, that's from today, you know. You
guys pues mi gente aquí, andamos llegando a nuestro nuevo jale. Ya no pegó TikTok, no pegó YouTube, yeah, no sé qué.
So basically he said that like, oh, I'm here at my new job because TikTok and YouTube didn't work out for me.
Damn.
And it's a construction
job. Yeah. Like,
yeah. I don't know. I think that's pretty
much. Wait, so all three
that's what?
That's pretty messed up, no?
All three of them don't talk to each other anymore?
Yeah, they were all close. Well, no.
I don't think they were ever close. I always felt like it was Weta and Galvancio, and then they were, I feel like Polo was like more on the side.
Yeah.
Because at first, when I first like started listening,
you started listening to Weta?
No. Like when I first started seeing their TikToks, it was always Weta and Galvancio.
Yeah.
Galvancio way. Can you say it?
What did I say?
You said Garbanzio with the R. It's Gal.
Oh, Nagar. Garbanzio.
Well, yeah, so since you know how Galvancio and Weta were like more popping, I guess.
Yeah.
Polo, right? Because I mean, I don't think I ever heard about Polo.
Nah,
and then, like, the first time I saw him was in
the
threesome shit?
Yeah. The first time I saw them were, they were in their, the Sprinter. That's when
that's when Aldo saying, tell me.
Yeah,
why.
That's when I first saw Polo. And I was like, what the heck?
And I was like, who's this guy?
Yeah, me too. And the next
Yeah,
because
I think also they all had like, Polo had like 100,000 followers and the other ones already had like more than 500,000.
Damn.
Yeah. Damn. Hey, but.
It sucks that their project. It sucks that God.
Yeah, I was going to say something.
Wait, what were you going
to
say?
It's crazy that the tables like kind of turn.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier. Like
obviously, someone. I mean, personally. I feel like being known as a musician with a badass song is way more badass than being known as a TikTok, in my opinion. Or I don't know. What do you guys think?
Shut the fuck up.
What was that?
I mean, it could depend. Like,
because music's powerful. Way
music is powerful, and like that, people are always gonna listen to your shit. And it could be like 10 years from now, and people won't watch your TikToks. Like, go out, scroll all the way down.
Yeah.
But they have to release their music in order for them to listen to it, right?
Right?
right, Jason?
Oh, he's calling you
right,
out.
Jason? I'm with him. Oh, no, right, Jason?
No, no. I thought you were being. I thought you were asking a serious question.
No, yeah, fool. I was throwing shade.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
even throwing shade, he messes
September
up.
September 2nd. So
no one stream.
But yeah, you were gonna say something. I think I cut you off like really bad.
Oh yeah, I forgot. How they like? Oh yeah, because down. They're. So God King Records started the Tacuaches Mayores, right? Mm. And that project didn't work out for them.
Didn't.
Wait,
but like
so
the Polo did the polo better than the Tacuaches.
Sorry,
Mayores.
Wait, sorry.
No.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So,
so I feel like they were just promoters, as in
yeah,
yeah. Like
since
I
they had followers,
since
they had numbers.
Yeah, numbers. Yeah, they were just gonna be used to like.
Yeah, they were like, oh, show up to Houston Escapade something something.
We're gonna be there.
We're gonna be there. People are gonna want to go to see Aldo and the Tacuaches Mayores.
But I think they were also like. They performed a song or two, no?
Oh, yeah, they would perform, like, on stage and shit. Like, that shit was kind of weird, low-key.
Yeah. They would perform, like, covers.
Their TikToks?
Like, karaoke.
Like, yeah, yeah, like, karaoke yeah. shit.
Oh, I thought they were performing, yeah, like, their TikToks and shit, you know? Like, yeah. During the
why would they do that? Or they're probably doing, like, juggling or some shit.
I don't know.
I feel like that's kind of awkward to be on stage like that. Like, yeah. Just, like, you go up and they play a song and they ask you to sing it along.
Yeah.
But still, Jimmy, well, we know when he puts the Chalino songs and he tries to sing them or something.
Oh, Jimmy.
He does it?
Yeah, he used to do that. He used to perform like before all the actual performers.
He should perform his song on their next door. You know how he has his song? He should be the
opening. You think he'll ever Jimmy Humilde will ever perform the song? Does that
bajo,
yeah,
right? I think so.
Yeah.
You think he'll ever perform it like?
I think he would. Yeah, just for the experience, like
I think once they get like figure out like the next tours,
the next tour, the next big tour.
Because right now they got, yeah, like the Sad Boys tours, but I think it's only
Junior.
It's only Junior.
They don't even have one in LA.
I know. I looked through and I was like,
yeah. Also, with the Slab One, it's just
no,
Microsoft Theater.
I don't think they.
I feel like we have to go.
No, I feel.
So.
I know. I feel like to. They.
Wait, you did your mom's birthday? Though?
Yeah.
Damn. So you're not going? No, I feel like they don't want to do it in LA.
Is your birthday?
No.
No, it's mom's
birthday. His mom's birthday.
Hey, but
let me fucking speak.
Wait, whose birthday is it?
His mom's.
That they have a Slab One.
Huh? Take your mom?
I know, that's what I was gonna say.
I don't think they wanna do it in LA because the COVID shit's strict in LA.
Oh.
You know how they have to wear their mask,
hey,
and limited capacity.
Orange.
Oh, that shit's gonna suck.
Yeah, probably that's
people
what
at Grupo Firme concert didn't wear their mask, like half of them got COVID.
Yeah, but that's at the Staples Center, not Microsoft.
Yeah, keep confusing them.
But that doesn't matter. There's still a shitload of people.
They
in
each
one
have,
place.
I know, but different. What's that shit called?
Like
arenas have fucking different policies.
Yeah. I think it goes by like counties
policies.
And stuff,
yeah, no, or rules. Same shit as policy, no.
Yeah,
I like how Kiko's instead of saying rules, he said policies. Like
what was
his
other
vocabulary
other
is going.
Was that other
oh
word?
Wait, he said a good like good vocabulary word and
yeah, he never stopped using it the whole.
Yeah,
day. I said reinforced.
Oh yeah, reinforced.
You guys fucking.
We're like, damn, Gregor, your vocabulary is getting better. He started saying that shit over and over.
Oh, he was there.
Yeah, you guys were making fun of me, and then you guys started fucking mocking me and shit.
Obviously, that was the point where we were making fun of you, dumbass.
Yeah.
What about the Regina tour? Where's that one going to be at?
Which one?
Wait, where's the Regina?
They have a tour?
Oh, yeah, they're going to have
isn't
one.
Isn't that shit over already?
That's why they were in the malls and shit.
Wait, but isn't that over?
Did you send me
that? Oh, no, Microsoft Theater 2, November 27th, my birthday.
Oh, let's go.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, but without Kiko.
Yeah, without Kiko. You down to go without Kiko?
Yeah.
Okay.
His second year is...
We haven't celebrated Kiko's birthday ever.
Never.
No, really?
But not because of our fault. Not our fault.
No.
Our fault.
Actually, one was their fault.
No.
We went to fucking... some far-ass place. And they were having the time of their life while I was being a fucking chauffeur and driving them fucking everywhere. For my birthday. Yeah. I was like, hey, I'm not driving. You have the biggest
it
car.
Was,
look, for your birthday this year, we're going all out and you won't be the DD.
Hey, you heard that? We're gonna go all out.
All right. We're gonna. I know. Out. We'll go all out for Kiko.
Yeah.
Hey, yours too.
But you'll pay.
Oh yeah, my.
Just kidding.
Hey, I say we should have a big one for Brian. He made 21.
Oh,
he's the last one.
When is
he? He is the last.
June.
One.
Again next year.
Well, it's next year. Though.
Oh, but
so we have
rato.
Save.
We're gonna be in a whole different position by next year.
I know.
We should do like a Project X party.
Oh, yours is first. The third, no?
Yeah, the third.
We're gonna combine them. We're just
going to
do it on the
15th. Nah, fuck no. They do that shit. And it's only going to be like, Jason's going to be the only one fucking getting the center of attention and shit.
Damn, this one wants the center of attention.
Nah.
Hey, did that remind you of someone?
Because
one year.
Does that remind you of
one year, they canceled that on me.
What?
Remember when they canceled that shit? I booked like a whole group.
Oh, yeah.
I bought a shitload of fucking like, alcohol birthday. And everything.
They canceled
and
it.
And he canceled,
This person.
Wait, but it's your birthday. Like, what does it have to do?
Yeah, but
it was gonna be.
But I wasn't gonna join without him.
He had the hookup for the place.
Yeah, he had the hookup for the place.
And he bought so much like cranberry juice, dude. Like, yeah, so much shit.
Damn. So then I just had that shit in my refrigerator.
Dude,
bro,
had
like,
juice
fuck.
For breakfast, lunch,
he had like months worth of fucking orange juice.
I had like, I had 10. You know those 10 jugos of fucking orange juice? Dude. I had 10 of fucking cranberry
and I had
everything in my fucking refri.
Wait, didn't your mom ask you why you have so much orange
juice? And I was like, fuck. Cause I had them in my car and I was like.
Well, I hit him hitting his car because he wouldn't tell his parents that
So then I was like, fuck, I want that shit here. But then when he told me, I was like, fuck, what the fuck am I going to do? So
What'd you tell your mom?
I had to make up like an excuse that they're all on sale fucking 10 for 20 bucks. So I just bought
10 for
20. So I just bought them. I just bought them and shit.
Where?
Right there at Stater Brothers. So I like, fuck it, you know?
Hey,
like,
nah. This year, I promise you're gonna get the birthday that you didn't have for the past 2 years.
You're gonna drive us to like...
It was my 21st birthday. I didn't do shit. My 22nd, didn't do shit. So now my 23rd, I have to go
fucking I didn't know you back then. This year, we're going all out.
Yeah,
we actually tried to throw a party for you, Angel.
Yeah, and you fucking cancel on us just so you could go sit down and fucking not do nothing.
Hey, it's because... I hadn't had a birthday party since I was like 5 years old.
And we were planning it big.
Yeah, we were planning a party.
Not
here,
no.
Dead
no,
ass
we
way.
We
dead right? ass. We fucking had like a whole book ready for you and shit. Like you're going to jump in spiders.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, we're back from the break. If you guys are looking to get any vape, hit up our boy West Coast Vape Plug. He sells to all your favorite artists.
Maybe.
Ovi.
Nata.
JD. Nata. Junior H.
Lalo the Giant.
When he drops shit, sometimes he has shit for a penny in there. So you guys gotta be quick with it. You know, I almost thought I won. I mean, the penny one. And right when I put my card in, it said I couldn't get it.
Oh, you tried?
Yeah, I tried.
Well, I was gonna.
You didn't drop exactly at where you said it.
Oh,
you dropped it by like 3 minutes or two. But I was on there.
I was gonna get it too. But now I was like, nah, I just hit him up.
Nah, it's because the thing that happens is like I don't know how to like set stuff to go because I put it coming soon. I don't know how to put it like live exactly all together. So I just like started early and I went one by one. So like, the first thing that went live was like, it was supposed to be 6:30. The first thing was like 6:26.
Yeah.
I was gonna get the bolsita one, but then I had my wallet in my car, so I was like, fuck, I don't want.
I had my wallet saved, but all right, guys, hit up West Coast Vape Plug for the best vape, good price,
good shipping too,
good fast shipping. What are they doing? Sometimes you'll get shit for a penny if you guys are sometimes. Quick.
He throws in stickers.
Throws in stickers.
Oh, when I don't run out. Yeah, these right here.
Because
oh.
he runs out. Like he runs out.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah.
Free sticker with your order, too.
Wait for the next giveaway in the next vlog.
Yeah, we're going to do a giveaway together, so stay tuned.
Hell yeah. Uzuapa and West Coast.
Oh, and also, if we go to the concert, I'm giving vape away.
You guys got to make that shit happen about the Adele records and Keiko wearing a skirt.
Hell yeah.
No, a quinceañera dress.
Oh. Hey, but the skirt can't be above the knees.
Oh, yeah,
he was like, I'll just wear my sister's dress.
It can't be above the knees. Oh, no, we're going to give you a quinceañera dress.
All right, bet.
No,
dude, you better fucking wear it.
I'll wear it.
We should give him the like, long-ass dresses, like the ones that go like fucking...
The wedding ones?
Yeah. Oh, we'll get him a wedding dress? Fuck.
Yeah, but make it long. Exaggerate like 10 miles.
I'm done.
Like 10
no,
feet,
gotta,
my bad.
You got to make him look snatch. Maybe he gets a guy.
I'm done. Nah.
True. Damn, in Hawaii, you did get those two
Samoans. What about if that fool, like, a girl and he, you know those the TikToks? Have you seen it? When they say, like, estamos afuera. No, when they say the girlfriend, estamos afuera. And then they're like, afuera. Yeah. Yo, bitch.
All right, guys, so.
Yo, bitch. You know what I'm talking about.
I know
about.
What you're talking about, but you just don't explain it good. Like, when they tell him, like, oh, can you give, like, my friend the kiss? And then, it's like, ¿cómo te llamas tú? Like, Carlos.
And
it's
a guy. Yeah.
And they're all pissed after that.
Yeah,
I think the La Buena Armada concert is going to be badass as fuck.
Hell yeah. We're going to do
even
that point.
Please, though, records.
Well,
please.
If we go.
We wear your merch.
Yeah, we wear your merch.
Please.
We promoted everything. Ah.
Now we're going to boycott with our fans.
Angry Mob. You know what Angry Mob is, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you know what an Angry Mob is?
No.
I thought you guys looked at me because you guys didn't understand. I was like, how do you not know what an Angry Mob is?
Oh, you know, also about La Buena Armada, what about Pedro? I don't know if you guys saw this. Like, Pedro put, like, a video where he was saying, like labels aside, like, let's work together with, like... Because I guess he wants to work with people from Rancho.
Oh.
Well, not just Rancho, but, like, any other label. But I feel like Rancho and Dole Records don't...
Imagine
their artists don't...
An album between Pedro and Junior H.
Dude, that's what I was thinking of. I'm like, dude, if Pedro gets one with Junior H, it's fucking over.
Yeah, it's over.
But will it happen?
I don't think it will. Because, well, like you're saying, labels don't work with labels. Like, for, well, I mean, some reason.
Some do.
Like, some do, but it's rare. Honestly, it's really, 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 really rare.
But it's not like they have like a contract where they can't do it. But one guy was telling me that he's like, oh, yeah, I want to hit up him for a dueto. He's like, but they're kind of beefing. Like, I just don't want to get him mad, like this and that. So I feel like it's not like they say, oh, don't do it. But I was like, you probably get on their bad side if you try to do it.
Something like that.
But I mean, it would get pulled numbers. But I feel like the reason why they... Okay, why do you think they don't do it?
I just feel like it's like... It has to do with the distribution and like percentages. Like, yeah. Artist always puts these numbers. Like, no, but my artist puts these numbers. Like, oh, let's do 50-50. Yeah. Like, no, my artist is bigger.
Or like, where are the songs going to drop on like whose channel?
Yeah,
shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, and stuff like that. That's what I'm saying. How do they figure out
whose channel is dropping on?
Flip a coin?
Well, I mean, they've never really done it. I mean, Rancho does it with like, let's just say like, other artists, but it goes on the Rancho channel, obviously the bigger channel.
Yeah. Okay, but Junior H did a dueto with
Jose Mejia.
No.
Marque
Mepe.
With Chato.
With Chato.
He did?
But it was on
Chato's?
It was on Junior H's album. But I feel like the way it works is you have to ask for a dueto. I feel like
a lot of artists don't like to hit each other up.
Yeah.
Like Tony Loya said, remember when he came, like, yeah, oh, like I would, but like, I'm not the type to hit him because for them, it feels like they're dick sucking.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it has to do with like pride. That's, like,
yeah,
like
you get a, I think it's pride. Like, you hit him up and you're like maybe you make him look like he's a bigger artist or something. Like,
yeah, that. Like, oh, this fool asked me for a dueto. You know how it is, like with Edwin and the other guy?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Cristiano Ladan and shit?
No. The other fool, that.
Jorge Medina, I think. He's like, oh, me está le pidiendo un dueto, pero me está cobrando 20,000 or some shit like that. Or, yeah, you know what I'm trying to say, right?
Yeah, well, I think I saw the video when Edwin was, like, explaining something. He was really mad, something about
that. Yeah, there was, like, a confusion shit.
Yeah, but I think that's, like, when it's, like, goes backwards, you know, with the labels not, like, supposed to help the artists, like, grow, but they just get in the way sometimes, I think.
Because at the end of the day, like, it creates barriers and, like, the género doesn't grow because you're only working within that label. Because
that doesn't happen in the English music.
It doesn't. Like, literally the biggest artists are working with the biggest artists. Like, for example, Drake and DaBaby. Two big-ass artists.
But at the same time, they're not signed. Are they?
Is Drake signed? They have their management.
They always have their management.
Yeah, but it's I feel like it's easier. And
okay, what's the difference between that business, like, and this business? It's still music.
Because people, like you guys were saying,
I know it's bigger.
But either way, it still comes down to who gets what percentage and where the song gets put.
But how do they, like, do figure it out in, like, hip-hop and English and, like,
I think Spanish, it just depends.
But, dude.
Well, I mean, like, no, I feel like it just depends, like, oh, this person gets more numbers than this one and stuff like that. But, like I said, like, Dull Records is a big record
label.
And
then they do two songs, and then one goes on there and one goes
on
here.
Yeah, but they don't.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah, it doesn't happen like that. Like, oh, you give me a bottle, and, like, we'll take one.
Well, I remember one time Alex went on a live. And he was, like, really mad because he was like, oh, I got this badass dueto with Lenin Ramirez. And he's like, oh, but they won't let me take it out.
Oh,
and
I think I saw.
And he was like, it's not even about the percentages. It's not even about, like, who gets money. It's just, like, their pride. Like, they don't want to work with each other. But he was talking about, like,
Records
the two
and
labels.
Rancho?
Yeah. Dull Records and Rancho, that they're, like, he said that they just didn't want to work together because it was just pride. Like, they didn't care about, he's like, oh, they already have so much money. They don't care about the money. It's just pride. And, like, they're getting in the way of, like, me taking out, like, a badass song.
That's crazy. That's, I mean, really that's weird because
I feel like,
Jimmy goes to the Dell Records
podcast
and shit like that. Like, he bought the Ferrari off. Oh, no, that was Gerardo Ortiz. I thought it was on him.
I don't know. I feel like that just makes a barrier. Because, dude, think about it.
That's why it doesn't grow.
It doesn't grow. And I feel like that's why, like, it's still where it's at. Like, think about it with the reggaetoneros. Bad Bunny working with Jay Cortez and, like, all these people. Like, there's literally, like, five artists on one fucking track. And they're all different labels. And that can't happen with the regional. Because I feel like it comes down to pride and money.
I think it's just too much pride.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to take that from, like, reggaeton and stuff. How there's, like, the five biggest artists on one song. And, like, it's just a hit, you know?
It's just a hit. Like, I feel like that's why they're able to pull those numbers.
Yeah.
But you feel like on like Hispanic side, they want one to be like the highest one.
Hispanic or the regional,
whatever. Wait, what do you mean they want one to be highest?
Yeah, like, cause what about they release it on like the record, like the record streams are gonna hit higher, but then this guy wants his streams to be higher, so it's obviously,
yeah, that's why like the pride, like obviously, yeah, like maybe like I know Eslabon and Junior, actually, they were to take out a song like that, shit's just,
I know, people some would other people level shit. People would freak out like, dude, yeah, that shit's fucking, is it really happening?
But like Keiko said, it goes on the records, like the records
is getting numbers
go up, and you know they're both like,
yeah, I feel like people just,
even though Rancho does have like more bigger artists than the records, but the records still like a huge,
it has more history.
Yeah, like the Ari Camacho and all that shit.
Damn. And does it really, I don't know, but does it really help when they put a song, like let's say a random song, they put it on the Rancho Humilde channel, like it helps?
Yes and no.
I mean, with the who does it help? Who, the artist?
No, yes, and like doing numbers and getting exposure for the song.
I mean, if you're an artist and you get put on Rancho Humilde, yeah, the exposure, and it helps Rancho with
money.
With the money?
Money, the views?
Because at the same time, it'll help you get streams. But after that song, nobody else will listen to your shit.
But then, you know, why do you want streams? Maybe it's, you know, for the exposure, for, you know, to get that income that, like, they probably need bad, but...
Or the investment.
If they're going to take, like, 80% of your money away from whatever you pull on Rancho, like, might as well do it on your own. You're going to get the same money.
But what about if you don't have that,
I think...
Publishment or whatever it's called.
The publicity.
The publicity. Remember that day? Remember that day, dumbass? Remember that day?
Yeah, you said coming back. What'd you say?
Publish me or some shit like that.
Oh,
when we're coming back from over there.
From yeah.
What do you say?
Remember in the car when I drove from the meeting? We had a meeting.
When we on the way back
from the meeting,
and I said like I said publicity or some shit like that, or publish me, some stupid word. It wasn't even the right word. He don't remember.
I don't know.
Stupid.
You said a lot of dumb words.
Yeah, you
said
a lot of dumb words, but.
Yeah, but we're on topic.
Last time we brought it up and you remember, but. Yeah. That's crazy, huh? Like that the two big record labels don't work. I mean, because Rancho works with the smaller ones, but it gets put on Rancho because Rancho's a bigger one. But since these are like big.
I feel like that's the only barrier and then, there is in the.
Yeah, and then Pedro said that, like, he made a post. He was like, oh, like. Labels aside, like, let's all work together. Like, everyone tag Jimmy and shit like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Pedro put that.
What about they just put it on fucking, like, what's that fool? Servando?
Servando ZL.
Yeah, what about they just put it on his
channel? They both agree. Nah, they won't agree to that.
Nah. Yeah. You're still controlled over the label.
Nah. I mean, unless they...
That's where Jimmy gets a lot of his artists, too, from that fool.
Really?
Servando?
Like the recent guy that they just signed.
Oh, Buenas Vibras?
Just them or like a bunch?
No, they got a lot. That's where they got. Oh, they found JOP
the song
too.
That you put a lot?
No, they found JOP on
Copampaco. No, I know, but oh, Copampaco, yeah. Copampaco.
My bad. Dude, I don't know if you noticed this, but like back then, like Rancho wouldn't upload their shit on their channel. I feel like they just grew like way more. I mean, obviously in money too, because they get a shitload of money off
YouTube,
Rancho Humilde channel. But back then when they used to upload on Copampaco and shit.
Yeah,
I felt
and like Beto Sierra.
Yeah,
like,
oh yeah. Beto Sierra. Fuck, I can't even speak today.
Sierra.
But yeah, they would put it a lot on his channel.
Yeah, like that was the channel Josue Valderrama.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wait, but is that like the same thing like Servando and Beto Sierra? It's they just had like big channels and it was just for the exposure.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I always wondered what he did.
Nothing, just that. Just
I mean, Servando records like obviously.
Oh yeah, because he's like las cámaras de
Servando. That's Compa Paco, yeah.
Compa Paco, same shit.
But now it's not even like that. Like, you don't have to do that to get your music out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure someone told Jimmy, like, why are you doing that? Like, put it on your channel. And that's when, like...
I felt like it was after the SMO tour, no? Because they started doing, like, recording their videos.
Because once
and
you...
just added on there.
I mean, yeah, you're right. But nah, I feel like...
That's the second
That's the smartest
right
thing to do. Like, obviously, if you have artists signed, like, you have to put it on your channel because... Essentially, you're building that brand and that channel.
Because they were just building Compa Paco's channel. Yeah. Do you imagine what happened, like, after they stopped... Because his shit went down.
I haven't heard about him in...
Yeah, like, years. I mean, I'm pretty sure he still records people, but, like, his views are, like, 3K.
Because we're like, J3 will go too, no? Compa Paco?
Yeah. Well, at the beginning
everyone
of the
would go to Compa Paco, but, like I said, now it's, like, Like, come on. I don't know.
Just like, when, like,
yeah,
someone
like that.
Well, I think, like, so many stuff changed, no? Like,
what, who, okay, let's just say this. Let's just say the regional wasn't at this, like, level where, like, no one's working with, everyone's working with everybody. Who would be the artist that you would like to see? Besides, obviously, we said Junior H.
And Eslabon.
Like, what are some other artists from different labels that you would like to see? Like, I guess dream collabs, I guess. Like, oh, dude, maybe these two could make a badass song together.
Fuck.
That's hard.
Oh, so we complained for like 20 minutes and now we
I know, you guys. Like,
we're like fucking.
You're like, fuck.
Complaining. Like, they gotta do it. Now, thinking about it?
Yeah, thinking about it.
No, I really, 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 really want to hear that song, Delegado Siete and Lenin Ramirez.
Yeah. Well, they're solistas now, I'm pretty sure.
Well, now, Delegado can take it.
But I feel like they probably own the song.
Yeah, they probably like registered like it or some shit. So that sucks. But who else, like?
Codiciado should drop a song.
Codiciado, Alexis left.
Fuck, I know. It's not going to be the same.
It's not.
Yeah, he really even said it.
Yeah,
Eric said it.
Once someone leaves, it's not the same.
Did he talk about why he left?
Just, I think he's just starting his own project.
Yeah, his own stuff. Like, they left on good terms and shit. Like, they're still, like, best friends and shit, but...
Nah, but I still think there's, like, that little friction, you know?
Porque nah.
Si están tan bien, like, where do they leave?
I know, I feel like there's...
It's because they weren't gigging a lot. They weren't doing a lot of shows.
Because, you know what...
They were, but in Mexico.
Yeah, I feel like everything... I don't want to say it went downhill, but, like... Things started happening once they were, like, not able to travel over here.
Yeah, but
what
happened with that? Like, I still don't know, because... I mean, I heard you guys say that you guys went to a show... But then, like, why did they...
So, when they were at the airport, they found the...
Like, weed or something? No?
Yeah, like a little bit of weed on Eric's maleta. So, they canceled their visas or some shit like that. So, they haven't been able to come back. So, that has held them back from, like, a lot.
They could be, like...
He even said at that...
Registrada, you know, filling up, like, ranchos every single day.
Dude, I know. They're crazy. Well, we go to one of their shows. They just had one today right here in Lake One.
All right, if we go to a Marca Registrada concert, will you wear a dress too?
No, fool, especially not there.
Why not? So you could tell the Chaka fools over there. Like,
buy me a drink.
Fuck,
and
no.
He's like, buy me a drink. Let's talk a little.
No.
I could be your narquita.
Your little fresita.
Buchona?
I feel like with Eslabón Armado is like a different pros. Or is that word? Pros. Perfect. I can't even pronounce that
different
word.
Different what?
Why even pronounce
Wait,
it?
Wait, so you guys didn't like?
Yeah,
who we want together?
Yeah, who like what? all this talking, you guys can't even aim two artists.
Una canción con Herencia Patrones and ¿cómo se llama?
Tony Loya.
I'm down to see that.
I think people would like that.
Yeah. I would be down to hear that.
Or con Esteban Gabriel.
I don't think JD would be down to give him the dueto.
Obviously,
but I think
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure JD has a dueto. Oh, they already have a dueto. But it's under JD. Like, I don't... Like,
what do you mean
he
under
probably
JD?
Has it. Because you know how Segun, he was going to sign but didn't sign? I'm pretty sure they worked on something and JD has
pretty
it.
Pretty sure Tony would have said it. I don't think so. You think they took out a song together, both of them?
I feel like...
Like, they have it record in a hard drive and shit. And then once they got into that beef shit, like... JD just kept the hard drive and shit.
You know.
Nah, it's just my opinion, like you said.
I should have never given him that.
I know. Right, he just sounds stupid every episode.
I know.
Wait, already
it's just my opinion. Nah, I'm just kidding. That's a good point,
because he was saying.
Remember
he was saying about.
There's a lot of. Sorry to cut you off, Keiko, but there's a lot of projects that get recorded and never get
released. Don't come out. Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like, let's just say, these two, let's make a dueto, but, like, let's just say, like, they make the dueto, and then people obviously have to fuck with it. Like, the people that are within the circle have to fuck with it, and it's like, oh, the dueto's not good, then it won't come out. Because that's how the industry is. Like, it's all about selling. Yeah. Like, you can't just make music and take it out, even though, like, typically that's how you think it would work. It's literally about planning and marketing. Like, the song has to be good. Like,
yeah, there's like
is this industry standard? And that's why I feel like these like rap and, you know, what is rap, rock, like they have industry standards to like, they have to fulfill.
But I thought, like, all the marketing thing was just, like, after, like, you do it with the song, you know? Like, you get a song, you're like, okay, we're going to market like this and this. But even, like, within how the song's structured, like, there's, like, marketing into it, you know? Like,
yeah, it has to have, like, a story, no? I feel like it has to...
What are you trying to get, bitch?
Because Gecko can't make good points like this. He's like, what are they talking
Gecko's
about?
Like, you guys are talking too smart for me.
He's like, I'm going to step aside.
Yeah. Can we crack a joke?
It's like, can I say what it's like and then say something stupid?
What if, like...
Okay, what happened with the dueto? Okay, what happened to the dueto with Ovi and Cristian Nodal?
Oh, oh wait.
Yeah. Where is it? Where is it?
Where the fuck is that shit?
They took a picture together and then they posted a...
What about they were just trolling?
Why would they do that?
Nah. Because why wouldn't... Why wouldn't...
Why wouldn't...
They release it?
Chris take out... No, why didn't he take one out with Grupo Firme but take one out with Ovi?
That was... Yeah. Dude, what?
Just troll. Like, what about he wanted to get
why,
out? Like,
dude, it's a
why
business.
Why would he troll? Why would he troll?
You think they're paying, like, playing pranks? Food, like, business.
What about he just wanted to get, like, Edwin mad and shit?
No, I think it's the same thing.
Hey, look, Edwin, I'm doing one with Ovi, but not with you. Yeah. Edwin's pissed. You really
I
think
feel
that.
Like that.
You really think that.
That's how your business would run.
Nah.
Hey, let's post a picture and pretend we did a podcast with, like, fucking whatever.
Like, fucking Kogan. You know who Kogan is?
Who?
Kogan?
Oh, Conan.
Conan?
Never mind. Put that out.
Get out. Go home.
Hey, let's Photoshop LeBron James and let's show it to the fan.
No, but I think it came down to, like, the percentages and, like, just after.
Yeah.
The song got recorded.
Should we do the outro?
Yeah.
All right.
Damn, for you need to let him finish.
No, he did.
He did it.
He did.
Yeah, he did. He looked at me all witado and shit.
Nah, dude.
Did he finish?
Dude. He didn't finish.
Look, I see what's happening.
He was mid-sentence.
No. I see what's happening right here.
What?
Every time Angel says something, you laugh at him to make him feel like whatever you want him to
no?
feel.
No.
Yes, fool. I see no? that shit.
That's why I said, why are you laughing?
What do you mean?
Yeah, Angel's talking right? He's like...
Yeah.
No.
Like he wants us to laugh with him.
No. Like, he was staring at me and he started smiling.
Yeah, because I was like,
obviously,
why are you smiling at Angel?
Obviously.
No, Gecko just smiles like a dumbass after Angel says
I was smiling. I wasn't laughing.
I was looking at Gecko too. I was smiling like, why the fuck are you staring
at me? Because
like
you were staring
are
at
you in
me.
Love?
I know.
I was fucking making eye contact. When someone speaks, you make eye contact. Nah. And then you started smiling.
Okay, you make eye contact. So, why were you looking at me?
I saw you from the corner of my eye start smiling.
Oh, your eyes went like this or what?
It's like, fool, you're still in the grid. Like, you're still in my eye fucking section shit, whatever this is called. And I saw you. What? I saw you start smiling, so I looked at you.
Because you're staring at Angel like this.
Like, well, I can't smile on him.
Dude,
while he's
you didn't
speaking
even look like
what?
A.
He's not bisexual, though.
He's Gabe.
He's Gabe?
He's Gabe.
Gabe? No. Gabe in disguise?
Are you ready?
All right, but.
Alright guys, thanks for watching to the end of the podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Don't forget to tell Dull Records that we want to go to the Slabon Armado concert for free.
I'll
and Gecko's gonna go in
please.
An address.
Gecko's gonna go in a dress, in a quinceañera dress or a wedding dress to the concert. If they let us in for free, please comment that.
I'm down for a quinceañera dress.
And he's gonna die.
Also
his
guys, don't
pink.
Forget to get some West Coast beat plug.
Don't forget if you need a house too.
And to listen to Jesus' song in September
2nd.
All right.
Let's go tech everyone.
Peace out.